Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning is my good buddy and co-host, Lee Cantor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Stone. How are things in your world?
I'm doing pretty well. I took an opportunity to rest some yesterday, but I also tried to invest in the relationship. I sat on the couch with my lovely wife, and we were able to rent Les Mis. So I saw this yesterday.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
Not my genre.
So we've eliminated musicals from your
Well, it wasn't even the standard musical. It wasn't like where you had a little dialogue and then it breaks into song for no apparent reason. That I can stomach. But the soundtrack is probably marvelous. I'll probably get the soundtrack and play it on my phone. And if they ever make a movie where the people talk, I'll be happy to go see that. But I do like the one number Master of the House, which I realize, judging from the glaze across your eyes, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No idea.
But it's really a well-done number. But I got some points for hanging in there and watching that yesterday with Holly, putting her on a plane this afternoon so she can go earn a living so you and I can keep playing.
That's right. Priorities.
And we do love to play here. This is going to be an interesting segment. A little bit later in the program, we are going to hear from Mango and Huckleberry with Toon Fruit. So that ought to be an interesting conversation, I think.
Can't wait.
But first up on High Velocity Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome back to the Business Radio X microphone, Miss Katie Pereira. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I am doing well. Katie and her colleague, Mariana Miller, are with Oracle Applications Users Group. Mariana, glad to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Katie, get us caught up. What's happening with OAUG? You got a big shindig coming up for too long.
2 weeks away. We are very excited. We are just, you know, in the downhill slide. We're getting everything finalized. We're just very excited to get there. We're just, you know, we're ready to go. We're ready for the show to start.
So now when you're putting together an event of this size, and you guys have been doing this for years now, mm-hmm. is it what's the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge, I think, is just, you know, making sure we have everything in its place. And, I mean, it's a good challenge to have because every year there's always something new to add to the show or something different that we're doing. And so it's just making sure that we have, you know, everything in line and that, you know, we're working well with, you know, everyone on our team just to make sure that the show runs smooth. And so, so far everything's been going very well. I'm looking forward to a wonderful show.
Now, Mariana, what's your role? What do you do for OAUG?
I do membership services. So if you call the membership hotline, I'm going to be the person to answer. I'm also going to be the person to answer the 5 emails that we have. Info, job,
responsible
membership.
For 5 emails?
Yes. You should see my inbox on any given day. No, I just make sure the members are happy at all times, anything that they need.
Now,
just give me a call.
Have they been asking for certain things? What are some of the things that they're requesting from you?
Oh, in regards to Collaborate, it's usually, am I a member or not? How can I get a membership to get the discount?
So there's a big discount if you're a member?
Yes, off per registration.
Wow.
Which can make a significant difference if you're sending multiple people to the conference. And our membership, our regular membership, is at $880. So if you send 4 more people to the conference, you've basically paid for the membership. And that's one of the driving things that I'd say a lot to get people to purchase memberships.
So, Katie, walk us through what's going to happen at this event. What can we expect to see?
Well, we start on Sunday with education sessions. And then Monday, we open our trade show hall that night. And again, we have sessions going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. Our trade show hall is open through Wednesday, and we have our OAUG welcome reception on Sunday evening, and that's going to be a wonderful reception at the Denver Museum of Art. And we are going to have a welcome reception on Monday night in our trade show hall, happy hour on Tuesday evening in the trade show hall, and then Wednesday we have our fabulous closing party. It's going to be like kind of a Denver street fair kind of theme. We're going to have food trucks there. We're going to have artists, you know, like people who sell jewelry and artwork and that kind of thing. And we also will have a U2 cover band, which is going to be really cool. So it's going to be a wonderful party. But it's going to be a great week of networking, of education, all of our vendors and our partners coming together, just, you know, for everyone to get together at this wonderful event to share their knowledge and to network.
Now, I heard a rumor that the Oracle president might be stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes. It's information's all on our website. But yep, that is confirmed. Yes.
So the Oracle president will be there, and is he going to speak? Is that his role there?
Yes. He'll be at our general session. So we're looking forward to it.
And do we know the name of this guy?
Mark Hurd.
Okay. You knew this?
Don't you know that?
No. I didn't do the pre-show research like you did.
There's some people that take this job seriously. Maybe not so much.
So what are some of the companies that we can expect to see there? You got solution providers. Who are some of those folks?
Oh, we have users and our solution providers. So some of our partners will have IBM there, EIS, Solution Beacon, SmartDog, and Noetics, just to name a few. So we have all of our partners are on a website, collaborate.oaug.org. So definitely go check out. We have a lot of great information on our website. There's full schedule, details about our general sessions, and anything else that you're curious about, to definitely check out on our website.
So now if somebody's on the fence about this event, what would be something that you would tell them that this is, if you're going to go to one Oracle event, this is the one.
Yeah. Well, this is a users conference. Yes.
Right.
And we're the premier users conference. I mean, 5,500 attendees coming from around the world. You know, this is pretty much the real deal. I mean, we have, over 700 education sessions, Mariana?
I think it's 2,000.
I mean, bringing three users groups together. I mean, we're having education sessions, just the opportunity to network with so many people from different industries, also just our trade show hall to meet different vendors. If you're looking for any kind of solutions, any kind of issues that you have with your products, they're there to help out. So this is definitely the show to come to.
And the difference, if I can step in for a minute, the difference between this conference and Oracle Open World, because Oracle puts on their huge conference every October, is that Oracle is going to be talking about Oracle. So they're going to be talking about how great their products are and everything like that. This conference is going to be a user-to-user conference where we get speakers who actually use the products, vendors who offer solutions and consulting work for the products. So you can go in and you can see their experiences, their case studies, what they have done, and network with other people. So it's not going to be, we're not going to be pushing you to purchase any kind of software here. We're not going to be saying how great software is, or, maybe we're going to be offering a user-to-user kind of experience for you.
So, Mariana, 2 weeks out.
Katie,
2 weeks out.
Yes.
It must be an absolute zoo around the OAUG office. What do you guys do the last couple of weeks leading up to something like this?
Pack boxes.
Yes. Actually, we're having our truck come by today to pick up our show management shipments. So we're shipping out all of our supplies for the conference and just answering any last-minute questions, getting people registered at the last minute. I mean, we're ready to go. We're ready to get this show on the road.
Yeah, I think this morning on my side of the office, it was nothing but, the tape going.
Yeah, we're getting ready to, prepare for on-site right now. We have most of our details squared away.
Right, and at this point, if you can't pack it in a suitcase, it's not worth bringing.
So now, is there still time for if somebody wants to attend, or is there still space
absolutely
available?
Absolutely. We have registration open. We also take on-site registration, but we definitely encourage people to register prior to the conference to save. And, if any exhibiting companies want to, jump on board, we have some spaces left as well. So we're definitely, we're opening the doors to everyone. So we're still open. Definitely have people register.
Okay, I can't stand it anymore. Please tell our listeners about the membership booth. You're going to do something a little different this
year. You want to talk about that, Mariana?
Yes. The membership booth this year, we're going to do Radio OAUG, which took me a while to pronounce correctly because the O on the radio is also part of OAUG.
It goes both ways.
Right. And so we're going to be having a live broadcast radio. We're going to be streaming it live so people can listen to it on their phones as well as in speakers across the conference. And we're going to have a variety of vendors, speakers from Oracle, as well as speakers from some of our actual attendee,
Sessions.
Thank you. All the same words in my head right now. And we're also going to be playing Name That Tune. So anything from 70s, 80s, and 90s music, you can go and listen to a couple seconds and win a cool, fun prizes. And so we're also going to be giving away some other things at the booth as well. So for members, this is not a time where we sell membership. This is a time where we give out benefits.
You celebrate
members.
The members, right?
Yes,
give them
we celebrate the members.
Members. Exactly. And though, of course, I mean, because we're working with two other user groups, if they want to come up and they want to switch to memberships, we'll be happy to talk about that as well as tell them all the inside scoops and give them a couple discounts. But the main focus is to make sure that our members, again, are happy and that they're having fun. And this is going to be a great way they can sit down. They can actually watch the booth. We're going to have a live feed, I think.
Yes.
Of Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And then all the upcoming times in which they can come by and participate. So the exhibit hall is where it's at.
Yes.
In the conference.
Yes. That's where the party's at.
This is where the party's at all the time. And that's where we will both be on lockdown.
Yes.
You're not allowed to leave the area.
That's the
ball and chain.
Yes.
They have those shock collars.
Yes. Ankle monitor.
Right. Well, you had me when you mentioned the Tuesday night reception in the expo hall, because you guys were kind enough to invite Business Radio X to hang out with you for this and help you pull the radio thing off. We're really looking forward to
it. Oh, we are too. We're very excited.
Yeah.
So now, don't you have some mascot that goes around? In the past, you've had somebody dressed as something?
No?
Panda?
Oh. Yes.
True?
Yes. Well, I think Panda will make an appearance.
He always makes an appearance.
Yes.
That was part of the arrangement, Lee. You're the Panda.
That's why everybody's keeping out the down low.
Yeah.
Well, it's on radio, right? Right. It doesn't matter.
I'm wearing a Panda outfit right now. Yeah. So now, how does the Panda work? Comes around. Is he going to grab people to throw them in the radio booth? How are you going to work this?
Panda's still working on his plans.
Panda is spontaneous.
Okay. Yes.
There's no planning, Panda.
Yes, true.
So you have all this lead up to the event. Obviously, you're going to have a marvelous time and create a great deal of energy and interaction and collaboration. That's the name of it, is collaborate. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit, because this is not your first rodeo. What happens on the backside of an event like this?
Oh, gosh. Where do I begin?
Well, let's see. We start in October.
Well, actually,
start before that.
We start, the planning team starts actually the summer before. We go out to the venue where we're having the conference the next year to have like a pre-planning meeting.
So you already know where next year's conference is?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. We already have next year's Las Vegas. Yes. We'll be the Venetian. It's going to be exciting. But we do go out to the venue for the following year, and we do a site visit, look at the area, come up with our schedule, just do a lot of pre-planning. And then from there, we have call for papers open. Usually, was it
August, September timeframe.
You know, we'll start opening sales for exhibit booths and sponsorships in the fall. So this is almost a year-round planning process. I mean, we start we take a couple months downtime after Collaborate to just close out the conference, and then we start back up in the summer.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lee, if we don't screw this thing up too bad, we might get to go to Vegas the following year.
I don't know. Man.
Okay, before we wrap, let's make sure one more time that our listeners know where to go get information about this. And I don't guess we ought to give them all five emails.
No.
But we'll give them some coordinates or something that they can go to.
Yes, our website is collaborate.oaug.org. We have all of our information about registration, our schedule, partners, vendors, session search, everything is there as far as information is concerned about the conference. And for any exhibitors or sponsors who would like to participate, they can contact me. My name is Katie, and you can call me at 404-760-2807. And we have for registration, all the information is on the website to register. And we're just looking forward to it. So I'm just very excited to get there.
And come by the membership booth. I can probably get you an 8x10 glossy autographed decanter photo.
Oh.
In a Panda suit.
Yes.
Or are we too late for that? We should have had them ready for the shipping truck, I guess. Well, maybe Vegas. Maybe next year. Well,
5 hours.
Well, it's been an absolute delight having you ladies in the studio this morning. Can't wait to come out and hang out with you guys in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, hey, how about hanging out with us for a little bit while we visit with our next guest?
Sure.
We can do.
All right. Next up on High Velocity Radio, we have with us Lee Mango and Huckleberry.
I thought it was Mango and Cash.
Mango and Huckleberry with an organization called Toon Fruit. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We love being here.
Well, we're delighted to have you. Very interesting, intriguing name. At least accomplishes the objective of causing someone to say, Toon Fruit, what is that?
Exactly, right.
So why don't I say, Toon Fruit, what is that?
So Toon Fruit is, the quick pitch is a iStock photo for music. We are a licensing site for folks who do video projects or any other kind of project that needs to get a commercial license. You know, a lot of people don't have any idea where to find music legally for commercial projects. So we kind of help them out.
Cool. So where did you find that there was a need for that?
I have a background. I went to music school at Berklee College of Music and started writing jingles, got into writing music for television, and started selling my music online in many different marketplaces. And the co-founder, who's not here today because he has a little kid he's taking care of, a little mm-hmm. three-year-old, he and I put all of our music together, started selling it online, and found that there was a lot of sites that just weren't doing it as well as they could be. Mm-hmm. So
where are you getting all this content? Where are you getting it from?
That's a good question.
It is a good question,
I think.
It's
a fantastic question.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you asked it. We get music from contributors literally across the globe. I think the first guy, other than myself and our co-founder who put our music on there, the first guy came from Nashville, and then the second guy came from Tbilisi, Russia. And so they're from all over the place. And it's easy to get contributors as soon as they find out that the site is licensing music because everybody wants to make money.
Everybody wants to get paid.
Yeah. So the supply side of Toon Fruit is in good shape right now.
Got it.
So now when you say music, are you talking about like songs or are you talking about music beds? What is your definition of music?
Open. It's very open.
Like if I make a clicking noise, can I call that music? And right.
That right there, that's totally a song. See? Yeah.
You owe me a nickel for doing that just now.
Okay. Hold on.
But that's how it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Like you come up with some sort of music, a person might use it in a commercial or a movie or something like that, and then they have to pay a licensing fee for the use of that.
Yeah, so licensing, I mean, to your first question, we take short tracks that are 15 seconds long all the way up through, 10-minute orchestral pieces. Mm-hmm. The definition of what we take is basically if your rough opinion is that it is music, then we're taking it. We're not really taking sound effects. But aside from that, we don't care if it has vocals on it, doesn't have vocals on it, if it's orchestral, if it's rock, if it's hip-hop, if there's a usage for it. And, if you've heard basically any kind of music on TV, we'll accept that.
Okay, Huckleberry, walk us through this, because obviously we're a business.
How do you know that wasn't Huckleberry?
I just said it out in the air. They don't know.
That was Mango.
So, all right, Huckleberry, walk us through this. All right. We're a business radio network, and we have, 64-plus shows right now.
Yes.
They need these bumpers, these, what'd you call it, music, bed, and all that stuff. And, we can go to the royalty-free places, but it sounds like we could go here and get some fresh, unique stuff and license it, and probably not terribly expensive, right? Is it?
No, it's definitely not terribly expensive, and it's definitely fresh. We do something Mango didn't quite mention is that we don't take every tune that people submit. We definitely curate. That's why Big Banana is actually not here right now. He's taking care of his three-year-old and curating.
Huckleberry and Big Banana. I want names like that around here.
Why does he have an adjective in front of his fruit name?
Because he's the founder.
He's the Big Banana. I mean, yeah, well, we can just leave it at that. We do curate everything. So we don't have necessarily a unique catalog, but we make everything so much easier to find the right track. We do this thing called deep tagging to all of our tracks, and it sounds really hardcore, and it totally is. You can search an emotion. You can search, you could search, say you're looking for music for St. Patrick's Day, but you don't quite know what you're looking for exactly. You can search Killian's. And we've got tracks.
And then I can listen to it, but you've got it all set up where I can't steal it or I shouldn't steal it.
Well, you can't steal it now.
Can't steal it because of all your fancy mojo coding. Kevin, are you listening to this? Because here it is. You're the guy. Like, we have a new show starting. We have two new shows starting in April, right? So you got to go do the – we'll get the voiceover stuff done for you. But you got to go find good music. I mean, talk to us about fee structure, if you're willing. What kind of money are we talking about here?
For you guys?
Yeah. The Business Radio X special.
We pay double.
we have a five-tiered system, and it starts at $20 for personal use on up to $500 for national broadcast. I think for things like podcast, I think we're charging $30 a track, and mm-hmm. then you can use it as long as you want in your specific project. So if it's a bumper for a radio show, it's $30.
Yeah. Wow. I like
it. It's really affordable, isn't
it? Well, it is affordable, but more importantly, I think it distinguishes us from just, you know, the same royalty-free music Betty kind of stuff. Are you not getting enamored with this?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Well, then wake up.
You guys can't see this, but he's taking off his panda suit, and he's putting on a large banana suit.
I'm really the big, medium-sized banana. So when you have all of the music beds, and you said the searching is the hard part, because when I started this business in 2005, and it was always a challenge to come up with the intro music and stuff to get. And then at first we let our clients, we said, oh, what would you like? And they're like, jazzy or techno, you know, and it's like that's an infinite number of choices,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Infinite.
Correct.
And then so you have this deep tagging ability, I guess, that helps you narrow it down. But still, it's still very difficult to choose the exact right thing because it's a personal choice.
Well, we had a lot of experience writing custom music, Big Banana and I, for ad agencies. And basically, they would send us a creative brief. And they do the same thing that any of your clients would do, right? They go, we want something that's kind of blue and feels like springtime.
Like, jump right on that.
So
right?
You're like, all right.
Now I know exactly what you mean.
But that's the secret sauce, is being able to dive in this deep tagging that you're talking about. Because you guys aren't the only folks in this space, right? You've got to differentiate yourself.
Absolutely.
From
there are many competitors out there, much larger competitors. But, you know, we decided let's curate the catalog and let's use words that somebody who's never purchased a track before would use when describing, like, maybe you don't know that John Williams did the music for Indiana Jones, but that's the kind of music you're looking for.
Right.
Go type in Indiana Jones, and all of a sudden, you know, it opens up all of your, you know, your search ability. So
it gives you some insight into further searching. You can say, okay, now I like that, mm-hmm. and now I can go look for John Williams-like stuff.
Exactly. And when you find a track, you know, what happens, too, is you can I'm pointing to everybody in case you're wondering. I'm literally pointing to a screen that nobody can see. If you imagine me pointing to a screen, we have this mouse over thing, and you literally don't have to click on anything once you've done a search. So you can just basically mouse over with your mouse on a WAV file, and it plays the track immediately. If you like it, you click on it, and then there's usually between 40 and 60 tags attached to that track. So if it's not quite what you're looking for, you can click on another tag, and it kind of takes you a little deeper into the search.
So now, is this self-funded, or are you guys how'd you get funded?
We are bootstrapped, yeah.
Bootstrapped.
Entirely.
How many jingles are you up to now of funding?
We actually, several. No, we spent the biggest amount of money when we were basically with a paper napkin trying to figure out how we wanted to build the site. We hired two local development firms, Epic Labs and 45 Royale, nice dudes who spent more than their share of time on the site making sure it was working correctly. And then we turned on last year at Startup Riot. We actually, you guys interviewed us last year.
Yeah, I thought we had met before.
Yeah, so it was really nice of you guys let us come back in today. And we're still around, too, which is awesome.
Right, yeah.
It's a bonus, right?
Yeah, we're here. But we turned on last year in February, and we were profitable, I think, by March or April. And we've been growing pretty solidly.
And who is your who's using you the most? Is it ad agencies?
We actually, it's a good question. We just signed up JWT, which is a huge ad agency.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last
mm-hmm.
week. So, yes, ad agencies, producers in town. But we're also seeing a fair number of companies that are getting serious about, I guess, what are called explainer videos. You know, here's how you use our product.
Right.
And so some folks we expected to be a single use or single time user that would come to the site and then never come again have actually been coming back multiple times a month because it's so affordable. Yeah.
Now, when you said, like you mentioned earlier, like if we wanted a bumper, it would be like $30. How? So you pay the artist? So we're just paying you, mm-hmm. and our relationship's with you, mm-hmm. and you're paying the artist?
Yeah, so every artist who's put music on there has already agreed to our end-user agreement, and they understand that at the end of each month, beginning of the next month, we pay them out any licenses that we have secured for the artist. So, and we do 50%. So literally,
that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's a really good deal for an artist. You know, you basically, all you have to do is write great music, and then we go out and find the opportunities for it.
Right.
And in 30 days, you get, you know.
And do you have partnerships with distribution, or what's your partnerships with?
Yeah, we do. We decided to get focused on video partnerships very early on, since it was obvious that it would be easier to have a one-to-many relationship with customers instead of a one-to-one relationship.
Right.
And we worked with, we ended up securing a partnership with Vidler last month, which is a large video analytics company.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah.
What about like really with like college film schools? Like people, because they need a lot of, I would think, of, you know, soundtracky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny you should ask. We actually have a conference call tomorrow with our first potential partner. It's a community college down in Tallahassee. And we're really excited to get kids great new music because I think usually they're working with, you know, stock CDs.
Right. And they all sound the same.
Yeah. And, you know, once you've gone through those 200 tracks, you're done. We have an enormous catalog, and we keep adding to it literally every day.
And with all these, what is it on our Learning Insights show? Massively open online classes. I would think that those things are a much richer experience if they have strong background music, bumpers, that kind of thing. Right, I bet that world's opening up too. The e-learning.
That's an interesting call, like Coursera and Khan Academy. That's a really interesting idea. I haven't thought about that previously.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks. How much do we owe you for that?
50%.
Are you billing out?
Isn't that how we work? 50-50?
Is this on record?
50-50. That's how we roll. So now you mentioned there's competitors. You're trying to differentiate yourself, compare, and it's through this deep tagging is the way you think you're differentiating, and plus the generous kind of relationship you have with the artists.
The generous relationship, the deep tagging's nice. The curated catalog is great. We're also we decided to kind of go differently because this specific vertical market is not very exciting or fun. It's kind of a drag.
It used
actually
to not be very exciting or fun.
And now,
and then
now
we showed up.
Yeah, now Huckleberry.
Huckleberry's here. Let the party begin.
So we decided to kind of be playful with the entire company, right? We have the sell, the language, the licensing, the response that people get from us. It's all more indicative of a gossip site. <You know? laughs> Slightly boozy, having a good time. Two wine spritzers in.
Well, I got to tell you, Katie and I, we're getting inspired over here because we need an Oracle Applications Users Group collaboration conference theme, right? So we got to get the right feel. So
go ahead, Katie.
You getting inspired?
We need your input on this.
Come with our own song. Or
what's the feeling you'd like for collaborate?
Feeling?
What summer? What summer? Spring?
Well, we'll be in Denver, so we definitely want the mountain spring.
Mountains.
Ooh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
we're gonna buy this from you, so you better write this down. Mountains. What else we want?
Like springtime because it's April.
Springtime. And they're Oracle
hikers,
users.
Nature.
But maybe up tempo. You think because of the it's business.
Yes.
But they just passed all those marijuana laws. Maybe you want something that's more jammy.
We're going there.
But there is a YouTube. To cover band.
Yes.
That's right.
They like to have fun. So definitely, something upbeat to keep them going throughout the day because they are long days, so we need to keep them on their toes. And
maybe
we need to write one eight-hour song.
Right. I think we could handle that, though.
No problem.
That's going to be a fun project. That'll be fun because we got to have the custom intro for our segments, and we got to have the theme music that follows you around while you're walking the floor and signing
some panda-like headshots. Music.
you know, nobody can see this, but Huck is actually pulling out his ukulele right now.
You don't have a sitar?
I do. I just didn't quite bring it with
me. It doesn't fit the ukulele case. Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? Where are you going to put your energy, your focus over the next 12, 18 months, you think?
We only think long term, 5, 10 years. No, the tech space really requires that. No, more partnerships, more video partnerships, probably increasing the number of ad agency relationships that we have. Two of the biggest things. Anything else, Huck?
Yeah, I mean, we're just going out there and getting the name of Tune Fruit, you know, spreading the good word, you know, just trying to write stuff, really kind of educational, you know, educational blogs and stuff like that to really talk about music. I mean, I went to music school too, and
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. It's all right.
But you got past it.
I got past it.
You got
it,
a
got
job
out.
Anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
That suit's rented. Don't believe him.
Yeah.
He's got to have it back by two.
Yeah, well, we're really interested in, you know, music, in how it plays into video. You know, it's not just, at least, you know, to us and really to every psychologist out there, it's not just music. It really adds something that you can't do with video. So we're also spreading, I like to call it the good word, Because, you know, it's the good word.
I'd like to point out that Huck is being very modest, but he just had an article on CNN last week, if you guys were watching the site, about his experience.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was very cool. But he's obviously more philosophical than Big Banana and I. We're in this for the money.
Right.
But he's in this for the love.
Yeah, and, it's all about the love.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we
so that way you don't have to pay him, right?
Yeah, exactly. He is very cheap.
Did you pick that up, Lee? He's calling him Huck.
I know.
Have we known each other long enough that we can call you Huck now?
I know. Huck is great.
So let's leave our listeners with coordinates. Make sure they can get in touch and learn more.
Absolutely. We are tunefruit.com, T-U-N-E, fruit.com. And you can also reach me at mango@tunefruit.com or huckleberry@tunefruit.com.
Great stuff, guys. Thanks for coming down and visiting with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest this morning, Katie Pereira, Mariana Miller, Mango, and Huckleberry with Tune Fruit, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.